You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shamika. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am. I was talking to my insurance company. I was watching she contacted me to you because I was telling her every time I called my roadside service, it always asked my information, but I ain't never in the computer. Y'all can never find my information. So I can get roadside service. Yes, I need roadside service.
Yes, sir. How long have you had your policy?
I've had this policy. I've been with the insurance spot for 2-3 years.
Yes, sir. But what's your effective date, like the date that you started this term?
I just renewed in March.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay. And you're with, what insurance company are you with? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Give me, you already filled out a form before? Let me see. You had to. Let me see. No, I'm just looking. And what did the insurance company say? Your name is Damon.
Dominique.
Yes, sir. What's your name?
Dominique McCoy.
Okay, McCoy. McCoy. I don't see anything even in here. Okay, so what we're going to do, I guess we're going to start another ticket and see if that make it through. Okay. Yes, sir. I'm going to try to start another ticket and then check and see can I do it myself. All right. I'll spell your first name for me.
Dominique.
Yes, sir. And your last name?
McCoy.
Okay, I got you. All right, and then your
Dominique G. My middle initial is G.
Okay, Dominique G. McCoy. And would you like to receive the mobile text update on the status of your service if I can locate your policy?
What'd you say, man?
Let me have your membership ID. Let me have your policy number.
Policy number is QPIL110491.
Okay, I want to make sure that I got it in. Okay, you said QPIL110491. Okay, let me see. Does it ask for anything else? Just give me one moment. Okay, multiple voice search going to start. Policy number, just number ID, results, clean fuel, first last name, and zip code. Give me your zip code, sir.
60650.
Okay.
60.
0660. Okay. Okay, let's see. This is a do not deny program. We will overrun. Yes, sir. Okay. Maybe just give me 1 second, sir. Okay. All right. Here we go. Today is okay. The first 22. All right, and then I can put this in there and that right there in there. All right. Okay, do not make up an effective date. The producer of a plan that the customer must provide you with the information. If they do not have it, refer them back to their provider. Okay, sir, this is what I want you to do. I want you to give me look on your insurance paper and give me the date, the effective date to when you started this term. You say it was August something?
Last.
5/15/22.
5-6-22.
Okay. And let me see, is this going to work? Okay, I don't know exactly what it's doing. But then give me your home address.
5022,
you say?
No, 6022, Winthrop.
Mm-hmm. North, okay. You said North Woodrow?
North Winthrop. W-I-N-T-H-R-O-P, Winthrop.
Okay, and then what city you live in?
Chicago, Illinois.
Okay. I don't want to jam. Okay. We got that, Illinois. All right. I already got your zip code right there. Okay, now let's see what it does. Okay, you're making model of your vehicle, sir.
What did you say?
You're making model of your vehicle.
I got a Honda.
What's the year on it?
Odyssey. 2003.
Gotcha. Okay. 2003. All right. Okay. Odyssey. What color is the Odyssey, sir?
Maroon.
Maroon. Let me see.
Yes, ma'am. We have a room.
Okay. There we go. Okay. There we go, on that one. Okay, what's wrong with the vehicle and which service would you need for today?
We just stopped in the middle of the street, won't stop.
Okay, this is what it says, sir. This is what it's saying. Let me tell you what it's saying. Because I'm supposed to be typing it, what you just saying, but it is this popped up. It said you covered for $50 for whatever service you're about to get. Then it says, if the vehicle is not found to edit it or some, all right. It says something about your grace period had exceeded, but I think you're still good for your $50. I'm not sure. We're about to see, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Okay, so I'm going to have to just give me a few moments, all right? I have to message somebody.
Yes,
ma'am. And get them to do something for me. All right, just hang in there.
Okay. All right.
Sorry for the wait, sir. I'm waiting for someone to answer me.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry for the wait, sir, but then they're slow in answering. It'll be just a moment. See what's going on here.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They showed up. So we should be good to go and going through the rest of the service. I'm sorry for the wait, but I'm trying to help. I made it this far.
Yes,
all right. Yes, sir. All yes, right. And then you just said that it won't start.
Yeah, it won't keep going. So it won't start. I don't know why. It's just the second time you're doing it.
And then you need a tow, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. All right. Here we go. Okay. I have a few yes or no questions I have to ask for the tow service. Does the vehicle shift out of parking to neutral?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is it a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
It's all-wheel drive. Ain't no four-wheel.
Okay. Is this service the result of an accident?
What's that?
Is this service the result of an accident? Did you have an accident?
No, ma'am. I ain't had no accident.
Yes, sir. Okay. And then are you going to be with the vehicle once the provider gets there to pick it up?
Yes. I'm here with my car now.
All right. All right, sir. Would you need a ride with the provider once they come to pick the car up?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, a ride for how many?
I got me and my wife, but yeah, it's just me and my wife.
Yes, sir. Okay, yeah, they'll let two people ride. I have to tell you that ride-alongs are not guaranteed due to COVID, but it's still some that will let you ride. I'm going to make sure that I mention that you guys are going to need a ride. Just give me one moment.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. And the only thing about that is when I find someone that's going to let you ride, they may or they may not ask you to wear a mask. That's the only thing about it. They probably want you to wear one. Okay. A ride for two. I'm going to put this in provider notes. When.
I got to bring a mask in my car.
All right.
I was on my way to work doing. And I do, and I wear masks, so I got masks already. So if there will be no problem.
All right. Yes, sir. And then where's the vehicle currently located? Where's the vehicle?
I'm on 54
You on 54?
I'm parked in a lot. Yeah,
oh, you parked in the parking lot.
That is 54. Yeah, I'm parked in a lot, yeah. Somebody help me push my car in the lot off the street.
5404?
Yeah, 5442. Right here in the towel shop. It's the towel shop mall. Right next to the mall. I'm in the lot, right?
Okay.
Here.
Okay. You said that it's right next to the mall. Is that parking, does that parking lot have a business?
Yeah. I'm right about the towel shop.
You said KL shop, C-A-L shop?
No, the towel. This is like they make towel on the floor. Towel, T-I-L-E.
Towel, yes, sir.
T-I-L-E,
okay.
Towel.
That's it. Okay, so that's the name of it, Tile Shop. T-I.
Yeah, right here, Tile Shop. I'm right here. You can't miss the maroon truck sitting right here. You can't miss it. It's a big old parking
lot. Yes, sir.
Because the parking lot
yes, sir. I'm just,
mostly empty. You can't
I'm just trying to get
right
the
here.
Name right because I'm trying to, I'm just trying to get the name of the place right because I'm
okay.
Trying to look it up.
Yeah. Right here on, yeah,
okay,
that was
coming a little slow.
Towie Avenue. Yeah, Towie. T-O-U-H-Y, Cali Avenue.
Okay, let me see what I'm looking at. Okay, no. Here you go. He said Touhy. Okay. There you go, Tally Avenue. The tile shop. Yes, sir. I see it. It's in how you say that? Skookie, Illinois.
It's Skokie. Skokie, Illinois.
You said Skokie?
Yeah, that's how you say it. Skokie, Illinois.
Gotcha. Yes, sir. And what would you like the vehicle to be taken to?
see, my address, 6022 North Wentworth.
You said, say that for me again.
My address, 6022 North Wentworth.
Oh, gotcha. All right, sir, this is what it says, because you're only covered for $50. I got to call and get you two quotes. It says that if you choose to proceed, what payment option do you have available to you at this time in case the service costs more than the benefits will cover? Would it be cash, debit, or credit?
Cash.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm going to be calling you back shortly with two quotes, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna call you back. We came this far.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, all right. I'm gonna call you right back. Yeah. All right, bye-bye. All right. And let me see. That's a dispatch.